It turns out that the Flint water crisis may define the Obama administration's Environmental Protection Agency as much as fighting climate change. Residents of Flint were never warned of their lead-contaminated water when the city switched water sources and didn't follow EPA rules for avoiding contamination. More than 1,700 Flint citizens are taking the Environmental Protection Agency and other government agencies to court, seeking $770 million in damages. The EPA's competing responsibility for watching global climate and local water pipes. Too much to ask? Well, meet one of the attorneys representing the Flint residents, Julie Hurwitz, and lead plaintiff and a Flint, Michigan resident, Jan Burgess. Jan told us about how she's been struggling with all the health problems in recent years connected possibly to the contamination.
Well, it's kind of hard to make a direct connection between the water and illnesses that I have started suffering. But these are things that I never had before. I have a wildly fluctuating thyroid now, and that can cause all kinds of problems. Part of my esophagus is worn away. And as I said, these are things that I didn't have before.
But you spent months, if not years, being afraid of your water, being afraid of your own.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you can't trust it. You know, once you actually see that water with the particles floating in it and you smell the scummy, like it's like bad algae and then chlorination that's way worse than any pool that you would want to get into. You know, once you see those things, smell them and taste them, yeah, it's very worrisome. You worry about showering, you worry about cooking with it. It's sort of, my doctor kind of compares this to a form of PTSD. He said that's what's raising your anxiety. And I do agree with him there. I think about it a lot.
What's your argument in court for seeking relief here and the damages? Part of the whole reason for this catastrophe was the argument made by some agencies that Flint didn't have the funds to properly address its own water supply for one reason or another.
Well, I think that's pretty ridiculous. All it would have taken is about $100 a day to put in the anti-corrosives. And even though Flint was under an emergency manager, they decided to use money in other ways. Apparently the water wasn't important.
Speaking with Jan Burgess, one of the citizens of Flint, whose water supply, as you could hear there, was contaminated in the Flint City water catastrophe. Now a major legal concern, a legal lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency and other levels of state and city government. Julie Hurwitz, a civil rights attorney. Any insight into what the argument on the defense side is going to be and any sense of how these damages are going to compensate for what people like Jan have gone through?
Well, to answer your first question, the defenses so far that have been presented have been pathetic. The only defense they have is our procedural defenses at this point, and they are taking advantage of every single opportunity to assert those defenses. As far as whether there is a chance of sitting down at a table and negotiating some settlement, we believe that that would be the right thing to do in order to fully and fairly compensate this community. What it would take to fully compensate them, there's no amount of money that could make this community whole. The racial and economic injustice that has occurred from these decisions and actions on the part of our government and some private corporations is incalculable. We've asked for $722 million. That's not even enough. What value can you put on people's health and their quality of life? What value can you put on the expectation that we all have to be able to turn our tap water on in our own homes and know that it's safe to drink and to wash our children's clothes with? We don't know how the government is going to continue to attempt to defend itself. What we do know is that we are not going away and that they can exhaust all of their procedural and technical defenses and all of their appeals, and We are not going away. We want all of these defendants to know, from the EPA on down to the individual officials who participated in this travesty, that we are here to stay, and all we want is justice for this community. There were decisions made, we strongly believe, that are based on the fact that this was a predominantly impoverished community and a predominantly African-American community, and they made these decisions in order to save a few dollars, knowing that down the road they were going to make a lot of money because this community was dispensable. You can't imagine the kind of fear and the kind of the trauma that every single person in that community is experiencing from the knowledge that they thought they could trust their regulators. They thought they could trust those who they elected to govern them. And it all turned out to be one huge lie.
And a home, a happy home with a toxic water supply is just not a happy home.
No, we love our home in Flint. I love Flint. It's a wonderful historical city. It's done things for the country that no other little city has. We formed the middle class here. I mean, we are important, regardless of what the state officials seem to think and the EPA. But that's my home. I've been there 25 years. It's a home that we want to retire in. We're entitled to those things. We pay our taxes. We do everything we're supposed to do. We're entitled to having what we take for granted and that we pay for, like water, be safe to use.
That was Jen Burgess, resident of Flint and the lead plaintiff in the case against the EPA. Julie Hurwitz is a civil rights attorney and partner at the Goodman and Hurwitz Law Firm. She's representing the Flint residents in that case. We reached out to the EPA for comment, and they said the agency does not comment on pending litigation.